Hello, Internet!
That was very close.
That was pretty good.
Wasn't weird enough. Anyway.
Yeah, that wasn't nearly weird enough.
Thank heavens for small favors.
Looks like people are still showing up. Everybody's running late today for some reason.
I was watching Columbo.
Columbo.
I loved Columbo as a kid. I loved
me too.
I used to watch that. It was the Saturday Night Mystery or something like that.
Yep.
And it was
I liked Rockford Files better though, because there was more car chases and stuff blowing up.
It was either Columbo or the guy on the horse that chased people down and lasso them. Who was that? Crap.
McCloud.
McCloud. Yeah.
I think Alan's thinking of Charlie Chan.
No, it was McCloud. He was
singing Lone Ranger.
No, McCloud.
It was McCloud.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, we, you know, with Netflix.
Wait a minute, McCloud. There's
so much.
I don't be only one.
No.
No.
I got a snort out of that one. I'm
that was
happy.
Good. But we watched the first ever Columbo.
Ooh.
And really it was good. I mean, I think it was filmed in 1969 or something like that, and
that sounds
it was excellent.
Yeah, Peter Falk was only 73.
Yeah.
I always loved Columbo because he always acted like he didn't know what was going on until the very end, and it was like,
yeah,
smack.
But, you know,
that's how I
as a kid
in my life.
As a kid, you watch a show as a kid, and you're like, oh, he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But as an adult, you're like, oh, he has it totally figured out from the beginning.
Yeah, that's how it works.
He knows who did it.
Well, that's because he read the script.
Yeah. So almost Merry Christmas, everybody.
This is the 12 days
to Christmas.
Next to the last Squirrel Report before Christmas. This is the one where everybody's going to call in and tell Santa Squirrel what they want for Christmas.
Yes, because there's still shopping days left.
That's right. And somebody you care about may listen to this, and then if they give them the present you asked for, you know to avoid them from then on.
Because they listen to the Squirrel Report?
Yes.
Because they're stalkers.
Yes.
Oh. Well, I have a list.
Are you checking it twice?
Yes.
Oh, there's Miguel with the...
blank.
With the requisite McCloud link.
Ding.
In the chat.
Sean Connery playing a Spaniard. I give you my word as a Spaniard.
He was Egyptian. He wasn't Spanish.
What? What are you talking about?
In Highlander. Sean Connery was Egyptian.
Oh,
he wasn't a Spaniard.
Did he walk like an
of
Egyptian?
Of course he was.
Is that what Alan's saying?
Yes. Walk like an Egyptian. Yes. Strong man, not afraid of a little boom boom. God, I love that movie. Oh, okay. You know what's funny is when that thing first came out, I think it went like directly to HBO.
I think you're right.
I don't even remember it being in the theater, but I remember watching it on HBO like every time it came on. Yeah.
I thought they only had like three movies they played in HBO.
That was one of them back then.
That's how I saw the Star Wars, was like in segments in HBO, but like not in chronological order. So I have kind of like a sketchy memory of Star Wars. I would not pass the Star Wars trivia contest.
Well, that's because you weren't a 12-year-old boy when it came out.
No, actually I was.
Yeah. If you had been, you would have memorized the entire movie.
Yeah. Alan, we got people questioning the audio. Oh, wait a minute. We just have one person questioning the audio.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Never mind. Turn up your
sorry,
mind.
Scott. Oh, wait. You can't hear me anyway.
Yeah, there's audio.
Oh, good Lord.
All I know of Star Wars is, Luke, I'm not your father, and I love you. I know.
No, he
That's
is
all
your
I know.
Father.
Yeah, Luke.
Whatever.
Luke, I am your father.
Whatever.
See,
he
you
killed
didn't
my father
even know
prepared
that.
To die.
The Imperial Stormtroopers were cloned from like the original bounty hunter, badass, killer, blah blah blah. Couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
Oh yeah. Apparently the concept of sights and aiming was not invented a long time ago and far away. You know, let's everybody's, you know, that's the reason. Remember back before Star Wars, everybody was like point shooting. Oh yeah, point shooting. You got to learn point shooting. And after Star Wars, everybody was like, oh man, that doesn't work worth a shit.
That's because before Star Wars, it was all Westerns. That's all it was point shooting.
Yeah. Pew!
Do that again, Alan.
No.
I want that as a ringtone.
Hey, guess what?
Yes.
Oh, hello, balance. Hey, guess what? It's Thursday, December 13th, 2012, and it's time for the Squirrel Report.
Dead
don't,
air.
Don't everybody talk all at once.
I want the Squirrel Report for the theme music for a ringtone. I think that'd be awesome.
Oh, that's just the thing.
That would
be
an awesome ringtone.
Wouldn't that be an awesome ringtone?
It's
a probably a free sound thing.
Yeah,
right?
It's just a sound thing.
Just a sound thing. Yeah, but I can't search for it under Squirrel Report, right? Right.
There. It's the awesome introduction music for a news broadcast.
Did it come in like a white box with black?
Yes,
and
it is
generic.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Generic.
Okay.
Yep.
So how is everybody's week?
Crappy.
Crappy? Pretty good. Jay, give me the good news that you had this week.
I have a new rifle.
Yay, see, that's not crappy. What the hell, Jay? You got a good new rifle this week. It can't be crappy.
Well, technically,
shut
I
up.
Last week, so.
Whatever. Shut up.
What'd you get? I don't remember. Did you get something?
Disqualified from crappy.
No, really, what'd you get?
What did I get? It's going up tomorrow.
Oh. Oh, what? It's a secret.
Oh, it's a secret.
You can tell. You can tell Squirrel Report.
That's right.
Nobody listens. You should tell us.
Yeah. You can go ahead and tell us.
No, I have a new AR-15.
Oh, nice.
Woo.
What caliber?
Long distance. My very own long distance rifle.
Oh, you actually bought one?
Yes.
Awesome.
Actually, I had Wally build one for me.
Cool.
It's very sweet.
I've been kind of itching.
Is it black?
Oh yeah, it's all black.
Is it evil?
Oh yeah. Wow.
Does it have a shoulder thing that goes up?
No, I can't. That would make it illegal.
Oh. Oh, this is a Massachusetts compliant AR.
It is.
Thumbhole stock?
No, actually it's a choke butt hook.
Oh. Choke butt hook?
Sounds
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. I don't know if I
like
want to know what it is.
Cutout.
Do they sell those on the stock room?
Probably.
Yeah.
Just look up butt hook. I just like saying butt hook.
Yeah, if you look up butt hook, you're going to turn on. You're going to need to turn safe search on because.
For real.
Yeah, God. Definitely for real.
For practicing safe shooting?
Yeah.
Yeah, or something.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. There's
well,
16 people online. Tell your friends.
Jay had a good week.
We're here this evening.
What happened good with you this week, Brita?
What day is today? Thursday?
Thursday.
Thursday. I don't know. Oh, I got to totally like, well, at work, you know, we have this computer guy who's not so hot. So, except he gets paid a lot of money. And, today I got to go in his office and tell him how he was wrong in
Yay.
Front of the live director. It
nice.
Was a very sweet moment. Loved it.
Yay,
but other
you.
Than that, well, I kind of had a weird week. Should I tell the leg thing? Everybody kind of wants a Robo Leg update.
Yep.
Yes, we do.
Get it over with.
All right. So everybody who has been kind of hanging with us during the summer has known that I've been trying to get a new leg that works, but it seems to not be happening. So I've become kind of discouraged and whatever. But so I was on Facebook this week, and I have friended or liked or whatever on Facebook the vice president of prosthetics on Hanger Incorporated. And he happened to post something on his Facebook about they made this wonderful new leg for a dog. And, you know, I don't begrudge a dog a leg, you know. God bless that dog. You know, I'm happy for the dog. But damn it, you know, I can't be any more complicated than, like, you know, come on.
If they can make one for a dog, they should be able to make one for you.
They have made one, you know, for a dog, for horses, for elephants, for dolphins. Yeah. You know, come on. So I left a comment on this guy's Facebook, and I said, you know, I'm really happy for that dog and all, but why can't you make a leg for me that works? he responded, and he said, well, email me and tell me what has happened. And I mean, this is the vice president of the company. So I emailed him, and he wrote me back almost immediately and said, here's my cell number. Call me tomorrow. Call me on Thursday and let me know. You know, we can talk about it and figure out a plan and whatever. So I called today, and I had a great conversation with him, and he's like super nice and very interested, and he lives in Florida, and he's going to call the office here and work with my prosthetist, and they're going to have a plan, and hopefully, I mean, he was talking 30 days from now, I'd have a new leg. Mm. I'm not getting my hopes up for 30 days.
If you send Miguel to talk to him. I really made the air quotes, by the way.
Yeah.
If we had video enabled, you could see.
Well, I would say 30 days may be doable, except that those 30 days include Christmas and New Year's, which
means, I know. I'm not.
It's about 2 weeks of nothing get done.
Exactly. Yeah, after this week, if you need something done, you just count on it not happening.
Right. Yeah. So I'm thinking
we're already closed for year end shipping.
Yeah,
maybe by Valentine's Day would be nice. You know, that'd be great.
Surely.
But he's a very nice man, and he's from Ireland, so that was kind of fun. And you know, we might have relatives in common through marriage or through time, whatever.
Yeah, but that's so all Irish people have relatives in common.
It's a small island, Alan.
I know. It's like, you know.
No, but it was good. So I'm kind of like crossing my fingers tentatively. Maybe something good will happen. But it was kind of awesome. Like, I talked to the vice president of the company, and he was very responsive, and he was cool about it. And he's like, call me anytime. You have my number. Oh, okay. You know.
Cool.
All right. So we'll see.
Something nice happened to Nancy this week.
Yeah, Nancy. Yeah. I want to hear your newbie gun thing.
Well, first of all, I won a gun in the TAM raffle.
That's awesome.
That was beyond awesome. I'm still jumping up and down and going squee, squee, squee. So I went to my local gun store, which we have one now. We have one in the county. I'm very excited. Day before yesterday, they talk about transfer and see how that worked and what they charged. And it was a very positive experience this time. The first time when I went in, I was poking around. They handed me a pink gun, and I looked at them and said, pink
guns
are against...
No, they didn't.
Well, to be,
really?
to be perfectly fair, I was looking at a 20-gauge shotgun. This was before I won Heath's gun.
Right.
And they hadn't fully stocked up. The only 20-gauge they had in the store was pink.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I'll cut them a little slack, but I did look at him and say, pink guns are against my religion, and I think that made an impression. The next time I went in, they were slam busy. And I went in just to buy, to help Santa out and get a little box of ammo for Susan's Christmas stocking. So all I wanted was just a tiny little box of 22. And nobody bothered me until I made eye contact, and then someone came running right over, took care of me. He was just ringing me up. He asked about, who did my custom holster? And it's just the Galco, but Dr. Mike dyed it for me.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So it's not orange. It's beautiful. It's a nice dark chocolate color, so it looks custom. And we chatted a little bit and went in yesterday and talked about the transfer, and we started talking about this, that, and the other thing. And The question that stood out of my mind when I came in, because I went in right after work and I still had my work dress and heels on. They're trying to figure out what the demographic is so they know what angle to hit. And of course, I'm just completely don't fit anything. They have no idea of where to put me. But the salesman looked at me and said, "So who's the shooter?" Okay. And I thought that was a really interesting way to approach it. Was it for me? Was it for Susan? Was it for somebody else? And I really appreciated that question. That was kind of a nice icebreaker.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Didn't assume that I was. Didn't assume I wasn't. Started talking to him about a gun for concealed carry. And he says, "Well, what are you looking for?" I said, "I don't care what it looks like. I was basically wanting to see what he would try to sell me. So I just wanted to go bang when I pull the trigger. So being a little bit of a fanboy, he took me over to the Glock counter and showed me the different sizes of Glocks. But
of course,
it was a positive experience for somebody that's still horribly uncomfortable in gun stores because I realize how much I don't know.
Right.
Well, and I'm so scared of looking like an idiot.
See, but they love to teach you.
And they do, but they weren't being overbearing about it. Right. He asked me what kind of guns I had, and I told him about the muskets and the Arisaka, and his face lit up a little bit. He says, "I really like to see that." But so he made the next connection that maybe I'd want a Mosin Nagant. They had a whole rack of them over there. I just kind of laughed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not this
week. Did you tell him your other gun was a flintlock?
Yeah, well, he knows I have two flinties and a matchlock. Well, he says, "I really like the military guns myself." And so he asked if I'd bring the Mosin in. So I did tonight and waited till they were done with their other customers. And they pulled out books and they did the best to research the markings on it for me. And the one guy took pictures of the markings. He knows somebody that knows Japanese. They're going to see if they can't decipher what it all means. And it was really cool. So I am very comfortable going in there now and saying, "Hi, I don't know what I need. I need XYZ. Or what can you do?"
Cool.
So, yay.
That is good.
Excellent.
I'm kind of in the same situation as you and Nancy, where I don't know the minutiae of guns, you know. You talk to gunny people, especially, I know, I'm the same exact way. Show me how it works. Show me how to clean it. Show me what it does. Let me shoot it. That's all I'm interested in.
I don't
really
geek out over my screwdrivers.
No, I don't either. But, you know, kind of existing in the gun blog circle, you get a lot of guys like Jay and Alan who
hey.
Can, well, maybe Alan not so much as Jay, but, you know, you get a lot of guys who know the, really just the very detailed ins and outs of, you know, the guns that they own. And that's wonderful. And I, the way I look at it, this is how I look at it. I don't need to know that stuff.
Ding, 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 ding. Exactly.
Because I know them.
Yep.
They're like my resources, like at the library. I don't need to remember the encyclopedia. The encyclopedia is there for me. That's
Brina,
how I
where am I
it.
In the Dewey Decimal System?
I'm not sure of your classification quite yet, Jay. I'm still working on that.
Well, you know, this here screwdriver, this is a carbide bit screwdriver with a number 3 bit. Number 3 bit and a ratchet handle. Don't confuse it with the 6-inch model.
I love and really every day I'm grateful for the people I know that do all like the gun encyclopedias. Thank you so much because I don't have to remember it now. I can just, you know, hit up my resources and do a little reference and, you know, I know what I need to know. So
it's not necessarily knowing stuff. It's knowing where to find stuff.
Exactly.
That's the trick.
Exactly. Don't feel bad if you go into a gun shop and you don't know everything. You know, ask questions that you need to know and someone will give you the answer.
The key thing is, if I could just interrupt, the key thing is to find a gun store that you feel that you can ask those kind of questions to and be told at least some version of the truth.
Exactly.
Not
the bullshit.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sure it's, you know, I mean, you know, everybody knows the old thing about, you know, the difference between a man going into a car repair place and a woman going into a car repair place. You know.
Carefully, Andrews.
No, I'm serious. It's a well-known thing. You know, it's like, you know, a guy pulls a car in and they're like, yeah, what's the problem? And they're like, oh yeah, it's a, you know, I got an oil leak under the, you know, needs a head gasket, blah, blah, blah. And they don't try to, you know, screw you as much as they would. But, you know, a woman pulls her car in and says, I don't know, something, the light's on.
It's making a sound.
And then they come back with a $12,000 list of shit that needs to be fixed.
Your left-handed smoke shifter needs replacing.
Yeah, right. So, you know, the problem with a gun store is you never know the one you're going in that might have a Jaeger working in it.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to talk about that?
We can.
Apparently,
I've challenged you to a duel.
Is that what it's come down to now? Okay, what's his name? What's his first name? James Jaeger.
James Jaeger.
Yeah.
Tactical something or another.
Jaeger. It rhymes with tool. Just remember that. My name is Weirdbeard.
Well, James, apparently somebody, I don't even know. This, the whole thing is just funny to me. I'm just laughing at the whole thing. I mean, okay, granted, people like James Jaeger make the whole gun community look bad, but you get that in any gun community, and or any community anyway, you know.
There's always a douchebag.
Unfortunately, it's the internet, and it's kind of filtered. So if you're good at internet stuff, you're going to be, like, at the top of the search list, which I'm thinking this is kind of like James Jaeger. But anyway, so James Jaeger, somebody called him a coward, and then there was, like, this whole contest of, come tell me I'm a coward to my face, blah, blah, I'll send you an airplane ticket. You can come tell me. Okay. And apparently, if you're willing to tell James Jaeger that he's a coward to his face, he will send you an one-way airline ticket to come say that to his face. And I'm thinking, and then what? It's like this bizarre internet testosterone pissing contest. And I'm just laughing at the entire thing. Really? I don't know.
Which is funny because it's Jaeger.
You are a douchebag. Let me just say it right now. Okay, James Jaeger. Everybody can link this and send it to James Jaeger. James Jaeger, you're a coward and a douchebag.
Yay.
Bring it, honey.
Yeah.
Seriously, what are you going to do? Okay, there you go. I got it over with. I got off my chest.
Good.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, the call-in number tonight is the same number as it is every time. It's 214-530-0036.
Okay, that's right. That was the threat. He's going to break my back.
We want you to call in and tell Santa Squirrel what you want for Christmas.
How is he going to get within 950 yards, is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Like that. I don't want to hear when you call in, I don't want to hear any of that world peace or any of that bullshit. No. I want to.
We will hang up on world peace.
Yeah, we want to know what, you know, what actual, you know, filthy lucre you want, you know.
I want zombie shoes.
Zombie shoes. See, that's awesome.
Zombie style. Well, like my werewolf shoes, but zombies.
Nancy, do you have a wish list on Amazon?
I do.
See? Okay.
See, okay. Everybody? Now that brings out a point. If you don't have one, get a damn wish list on Amazon because people want to know what to get you. And you can tell them, look at my wish list. And that way you might actually get something you want instead of who knows, you know, what. Or a gift certificate to some store that's not within 100 miles of where you live.
Right. Make it easy on your friends and family.
Right.
Make a wish list.
Make a wish list. And put put expensive stuff because you never know. You might have a rich uncle. You know, put cheap stuff on there too, you know. But get a wish list. It's just easier for everyone.
Amazon wish lists are great. I have one.
And you don't have to put just Amazon stuff. You can put stuff from anywhere on it.
Yeah, yep. And I only have one. Mike's younger brother is the only one who ever uses it. God love him. And I'm always like, yay, you got me something I wanted. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness.
You didn't have to guess.
Last year at Christmas, somebody got stuff off my wish list, but it was a different Nancy Randall.
Oh.
Oh.
And I was getting this random stuff, and I'm thinking, well, that's interesting. Okay, the new Coldplay album, that's kind of cool. Wow, nested measuring cups that look like Russian dolls. Huh. And I got this, it was on your wish list. I said, no.
Not my wish list.
I'm cute.
Yeah, make sure it's the right wish list.
Yeah. You might want some identifying feature under your descriptor other than just your name, like maybe your city or your birth, something that other people would know.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I just feel sorry for whoever the other Nancy was that didn't get anything from their wish list because it was marked as purchased.
Oops.
Oh, no. Aw, poor Nancy, other Randall.
Yeah. Poor, oh, well.
Nancy Randall was getting, you know, drop leg eye holsters.
Yeah, she got,
she's opening up, you know, ammunition and holsters going, the hell is this?
This blue gun.
I also have zombie shoes on my wish list because I want to match Nancy.
No, I want to match Brita.
See? Okay.
The sound you heard was the entire internet running to its bunk.
Yep.
We're going to match. Nancy's going to wear the heels and I'm going to wear the flats because I can't wear heels, but no.
You're going to wear what, Brita?
The flat?
I don't know.
I just like
flats.
Ka. All right, I'll say ka. That's all.
Okay. Flats. Non-heeled shoes. Anyway, our call-in number is 214-530-0036.
That's right. Call in, damn it. What do you want, Brita? What do you want Santa Squirrel to bring you?
Oh, I have a list.
I know you have a wish list.
Okay, well, this is not really a Santa Squirrel thing, but I really would like my new Robo leg. Really a lot, Santa Claus. I really would.
Okay.
The second thing I want is to kidnap girl who gave me a massage last weekend. I'd like her to live in my house. Barring that, I would like gift certificates for massages. Because seriously, this week I've felt better than I have in like 2.5 years.
Yay.
And then, of course, you know, on a separate list, heads on pikes.
Ooh, I like that.
Any heads or just a certain?
No,
heads?
I have a list. I have like a separate list for the heads on pikes.
Brita has an enemies list.
I do.
I don't know. Is heads on pikes kind of close to world peace?
Well,
it could only tangentially.
How you define that? Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
Nobody's calling in. We have other topics, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Let's Jay, what do you want from Santa Squirrel? What's you already that? Got well, a rifle.
I did, but I paid for it. So, well, first off, I want Brita to get her leg.
Yes, thank you, Jay.
Because she deserves it.
Because you want to see me in the miniskirt.
Well, okay, yeah, sorry, guilty. it is self-serving.
Well, who doesn't? I mean, come on.
Realistically.
Brita wears a mini skirt. I'll wear one.
And the zombie shoes. Come on, make it happen.
My brain just jumped the track.
January 20th, 2017 would be nice. That's been my. Eventually.
I know what that date is.
Somebody will.
Yeah. It seems so far away, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I mean, it seems like
got it.
Really far away.
As far as stuff, I've got tons of stuff. I would like camera accessories. That's my big Christmas list. I want a good flash for my camera. That's really it.
Well, you get you one of them trench coats there, you see. that'll be a good flash.
Oh, no. That was a terrible joke.
So anyway.
Anyway, Alan, what's your list?
Oh, I don't have one.
Oh, come on. Make one up.
Actually, you know what? Nobody's going to get me this, but I have developed I've developed a need for a for an AR in 300 blackout.
Well, I can do that for you.
I need a lower and a upper in 300 blackout, and I need it with a short barrel and a suppressor. And
Wally actually has one of those.
Yeah, I think
it's got the giggle switch, but we could make one without one. Oh, he could make one.
I could make one.
Talk to him for you.
That's what I need.
He's listening. He's saying he can make it hammer for it. 300 black lowers are in stock. Just so you know, York Arms.
Aren't they the same as a regular lower? I thought that was the big thing about the 300 blackout is it used the same lower, and the same magazines even.
Same magazine, I know. They're funny looking rounds. They're like all bullet.
Yeah, it's
loaded
weird.
300 blackout.
But I like it because you can do the supersonic and the subsonic, and it's like the same thing. I don't know. Anyway,
they say 300 BLK on the side.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
Is that kind of like world peace?
No. Well, you know, if everybody had one, it would be a lot more peaceful.
Yeah, true.
Armed society is a polite society.
That's right. So anyway, that number, 214-530-0036, and somebody damn well better call in.
Yes, call in now.
What was our other topics? Oh, yeah.
Sorry, the whole miniskirt thing kind of turned my brain into an Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah, well, there was a big court case in Illinois.
The hell you say.
The hell I say.
That's kind of like Santa coming early from the Sacramento.
It really is community. Because the judge, was it Judge Posner, who is normally he's like a kind of an anti-gun kind of guy, and basically said something to the effect of, all right, you jackasses, Heller McDonald said you can defend yourself. Your stupid laws about you can't carry mean people can't defend themselves, so we're not going to re-argue this shit. Go back and fix it. And gave the legislature of Illinois 180 days, I think it was, to craft some sort of law that would allow people to carry guns outside their house in Illinois, which is like, okay, on the one hand, yay, because that means in every state in the country, there's at least some form of allowable open carry, no matter how rare and weird it is.
Concealed carry, Texas
right.
boy.
Yeah, I know. Well, did I say open? I meant, well,
you did.
There's some sort of carry.
Freudian.
May not be open, but there's some sort of carry. Now, the thing is what's going to be interesting and fun is watching the gyrations of the Illinois legislature trying to allow carry and not allow it at the same time.
Yeah. They'll just do like Mass, New York, California, Maryland, and New Jersey do, which is just don't ever issue any permits except to the rich people.
Right.
You know, Steven Tyler can get a carry permit in New York City, but good luck to any other human mortal.
Yeah.
Which I got a kick out of, you know, everybody chiming in saying, oh, well, they could go shall issue. I'm like, oh, yeah, Chicago is going to allow them to go shall issue.
Yeah,
and
that's funny.
I will sprout wings and fly to the moon.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Well, this is not the last lawsuit we've seen in Illinois, I'm sure. Not by a long shot.
These are also the people that were saying, oh, Romney's going to win in a landslide. So, you know, excuse me if my prognostication powers might be a little bit strong.
Yeah, there's no way they're going to go for the shall issue right off the bat. They might be sued into it later on, but right off the bat, there's no way.
It's. I mean, I hope they do. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope that Illinois goes
happen.
Right to shall issue just like Wisconsin did. Now, you know, there is a precedent. Most of the states that were no carry went right to shall issue. They saw the writing on the wall that, look, it's ridiculous. And eventually it's going to come down to the remaining holdouts, those last 9 or 10 states. They're going to have a visit from Alan Gura, and
yep.
he's going to stomp a mud hole in their asses, and they're going to be dragged kicking and screaming to shall issue. May issue is dying. because a permit delayed is a permit denied. We're seeing that here in Mass. They're talking about renew times of a year.
Right.
Wow.
And guess what? If my permit expires, technically, I'm not allowed to own any firearms.
That's right.
Not carry, own.
Yep.
And it varies from town to town. And fortunately, my town's pretty good. But there are towns that just drag their feet.
Well, because they can. Because there's no penalty for it. There's no, nothing happens. And,
Exactly.
And if somebody has to get rid of their guns because they can't legally own them anymore, what do they care? They see that as a win.
That's a feature, not a bug.
Yeah. So.
So anyway, call in. You don't want Brita to cry, you heartless bastards.
I know. I'm so sad.
Call in. Don't make me turn this podcast around. I will.
Is this our very first Christmas episode?
Yes.
Yeah, pre-Christmas?
Well, I guess the next one will be the official Christmas
episodes.
We'll like sing carols or something. I don't know.
Eggnog that I make with lighter fluid.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
All right. Well, if nobody calls in, we're going to end this like 9 or 10 your time. So.
Your time.
I mean, what's the point, right? If nobody's going to call.
He's an hour behind us. Yep. I'm with that.
It's a call-in show.
It's a call-in show. If nobody's going to call in, we'll just end it.
Well,
it'll be like that guy. Did anybody see that guy? God, I wish I could remember.
That guy, he always wore a shirt.
The guy with the hats. He ran back in the 80s. He ran this like late night holy roller telethon kind of show.
Is this a Texas thing?
No. He was on a lot of UHF channels, and he'd wear these weird hats and stuff, and he'd sit there, he's like, I'm not going to say another word until somebody calls and gives me money. And he'd just sit there, and throw the TV can, like this great big old toad in his chair, and you just sit there.
Waitress's song, what, Merry Christmas? T-Bolt wants us to sing Christmas Rapping by the Waitresses.
That's a good song. I'm
personally,
not going to sing it.
I think he's been huffing.
I think Brita and Nancy could sing it.
I don't know. I don't even know what they're talking about.
Merry Christmas. You've heard it.
The cranberry sauce. You could get the cranberry sauce too. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one.
This is Nancy's spoken word album.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Shatner will run for his money.
Yeah.
Lucy in the sky.
With
diamonds.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nancy's got that on 8-track.
Let me see if I can find it.
We did not allow 8-tracks in our household.
Really?
Oh, sorry. Real to
no,
real.
My dad was, well, he started out as an audio engineer. He was a video engineer by then and absolutely forbade them. We just,
so
we
you
had
went from
reel to reel.
Oh. Huh.
Remember sitting there and splicing his own mixtapes.
You're talking about the Waitresses, right?
8-tracks. Didn't you say 8-tracks?
No, the Christmas thing. The
Merry
Never mind.
Christmas.
Oh, Jason was trying to call, so.
I tried calling twice, but it wouldn't let me through. Alan, this is your fault.
Not my fault.
Damn it.
I didn't do anything.
Hey, at least we're broadcasting this week.
It's it.
So is New York still underwater?
No.
Physically
like
or financially?
They're being attacked by mold and mildew currently.
Uh-oh. That's it.
What?
People are getting errors. This cannot stand.
Oh, Alan! Damn it.
Hey, look at that. Okay, here we go.
It's Alan's fault. Okay. We've lost Alan. He's done.
We can run away with the squirrel report.
What?
Nothing. Fix the phones, Alan.
I'm working on it. It was working a minute ago.
Andrew Milborn finally owns a gun, and our phones aren't working.
Ooh, that was a big Alan sigh.
All right, hang on.
Yeah, I pressed one, and I'm getting nothing.
Did it at least answer?
No. Well, it gave you reached the score report. If you want to talk on the air, press one. If not, hang up, you moron. I like that, by the way. It's a good touch.
You moron? Oh. Really?
I've never called them.
I'm sorry. Call forwarding. Beep, beep, and it disconnects you. So, yeah, there's something wrong.
Okay.
No.
Well, let's see what's going on here.
Never mind on the calling in part.
Yeah, forget it. We're
sorry. Hey.
Yeah, Alan gets Jason coal in a stocking.
This is the alternate universe Spock episode of the Score Report. Alan can't get his phone to work, and my mic sounds great.
Oh, my gosh.
Bravo, Jason. Bravo.
It's a Christmas miracle.
I got a rock. No, wait. That was Halloween.
Charlie's breath, yeah.
All right. Well, y'all talk amongst yourselves while I work on this.
Helen's all verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves.
He's fixing things. So anyway.
So.
Nancy. So what was something else that was weird in the gun?
So, ladies. No, wait.
Was when one of the guys looked at me and told me I had cooler guns than he did. And I thought, who? I was looking over my shoulder. Who's he talking to? Me? What? Who? So that was kind of surreal.
Who's hitting on you?
Possible.
Yeah. Oh.
Entirely possible. But cooler guns, what? Because I've got an Arisaka and some old Plinies. And they're only repros?
Well, but you wear them well. See, that's the thing.
Yeah, I wear a matchlock better than most people. No doubt about that.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to ask you, how did you get your, like, flintlocks and stuff?
Well, they're repros from when I was reenacting and needed a musket.
Hmm.
Back in a previous, for a season or two, I was actually doing English Civil War, and that's when I needed the matchlock. And I got a good price on it.
Which side were you on? Cromwell or a royalist?
I was a royalist.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Well, Brita was about to have words with you if you were on Cromwell's side.
Oh, heavens, no, no. No.
Well, because I've always loved flintlock guns. Like, I just think they're so beautiful. Long guns, pistols, everything. Mm-hmm. I think they're really beautiful and... I love the way they work. I love that it has an actual little stone in there. I'm just charmed by the entire thing. I think they're wonderful.
So,
and I've always wanted one.
A black powder shoot, you'll come out?
Totally. Well, you know, if I can, I would love to. But I've always seen these like kits where you can make one yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I'm asking is if I made one myself, would I be able to then shoot it, or is it just thing I leave on the mantle?
No, you can shoot them.
No, you can shoot them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're real functioning firearms.
Cool.
They're very simple. It's really cool.
They're very cool.
I mean, I understand the, you know, mechanics of the whole thing, but it's the, you know, the wood, working the wood, and they're really just gorgeous. So.
Yeah. Dr. Mike has reworked... my brown best. He's reshaped it completely. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous now. And he's done so. He's the one that redid the Spanish musket I've got. He does really nice work.
Uh-huh. Huh.
I'm still waiting on my dueling pistols. I'm very,
ooh, I can't
very,
wait to see those.
Very eagerly awaiting that.
Cannot wait to see those.
Are those in the works, Jay, or are they... Are they kind of just on a wish list or what?
No, they're it's the Kill the Dickens Cancer Prize.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's right.
They're in
you
production.
Won that. Yeah.
So they're out for engraving now, I believe. Which is
God.
So I'm wonderful. Hoping to see those. That's on my Christmas wish list too, right there, to get those to me.
Beautiful. I can't wait to see those.
Because my gun club does the last Saturday of the month, they have black powder shoots.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all guys with six shooters. And I really want to show up with two dueling pistols. And just to see what they say.
So call Jaeger, what was it, a coward? And you're good to go.
There we go. I got the pistols.
Yeah.
Although I suppose he gets to pick the weapon if you insult him. Isn't that how it goes?
Something like that.
I didn't read anything in the small print. you know, about the...
Yeah. I think the aggrieved party gets to choose the weapons. Trebuchets at 50 yards.
God. So what is it like shooting a black powder gun?
Smoky. Like, is it
smoke? But slow. Aside from smoky, it's slow, it's, right? It's,
well, it is. I mean, you can get, I don't know, I guess you're good enough 3 rounds a minute off.
Mm-hmm.
But there's many steps, and there's a lot more steps to loading the matchlock, only from the military drill standpoint, than the flintlock. And then there's British drill versus American drill, and I love the drill part. I love the drill and ceremony, and I just really enjoyed that. But it's cool. It's really cool. You have a much better feeling. There's more steps as to how it all fits, the pieces fit together, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the matchlock, because I am not quite right in the head, I like, because I've got wooden bottles full of black powder draped around my neck, and then I'm holding slow match and the musket in my left hand while I'm pouring powder from the wooden bottles down the barrel of the gun. I think that's kind of cool, but like I said, I'm not quite right. It's the pyromaniac.
Now, does it ever happen? Does it ever happen when you shoot a flintlock, it doesn't work?
Yeah,
because it doesn't strike. Doesn't mm-hmm. strike correctly.
Either your flint won't make a spark, or you get a spark and it lights the powder in the pan, but doesn't travel through the touch hole to ignite the charge in the barrel.
Huh.
Hence, flash in the pan.
Flash.
Okay.
And that's when you stand there with the thing still held up in firing position, and you do a nice long count to make sure you don't get a hang fire.
Right.
Those are interesting. And, yeah, there's a whole procedure for it.
Huh. Interesting. I'd love to try that. I really would. Yes, I should.
We'll have to have a black powder shoot.
I should come visit.
Yes, we will.
Maybe we can get the Hicks's name there. Cemetery.
Yep, that'd be
Cemetery's
cool.
Cemetery's gun blog. He's got a black powder 45 and a black powder AR.
Ooh,
that's just
ooh.
Damn cool.
Cooler than damn it.
I would want a washing machine dedicated to my guns, though, if I were to shoot black powder in a model. I would just dump it in.
According to Alan, he's still working on it.
Yeah, I don't know. Something's messed up here. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah. You know, we can always postpone for next week.
That's true. It is closer to Christmas. Or next week's the last show before Christmas, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
It is. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I started Christmas
ready.
Shopping today.
Thank goodness for Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. I like me some Amazon.
Yeah, we've heard.
Hey. Damn you all.
Subtle. He's blushing now. He's totally blushing. I can hear it. Alan.
What?
You're blushing. That's funny.
I am not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just mad at my phone. Apparently the...
Okay.
Seems to have had a malfunction.
So we know what's going on Alan's wish list.
Thing that works.
Yeah.
Maybe if Jay's mic starts dropping off, the phones will work again. That seems to be the magic combination.
Is it? Well, that might do it.
Well, it'll be a short show tonight anyway. You know what? I'm going to call it because this is not going to get any better.
Oh. Damn it. Now I feel bad. It's all my
fault. No, don't feel bad. Oh, my God. We do it for free. It's a free show. People listen to free. What the hell?
Exactly. People can always ask for and get a refund.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, feel free to write into Alan at
alan@scottcolumn.com.
Tell him you want your refund for your hour that you spent here on squirrelcourt.com.
Damn it.
And you know what? I think we should probably leave the chat up for quite some time, like another hour maybe. Not like it's not up all the time anyway, but hey, yes. Feel free to hang out because I'm going to be in there.
It is up all the time.
But hopefully Alan will take this week and get things up and running.
Cruel.
Get a phone that works.
And find, yeah.
Damn it.
I know that I don't even have to even bother plugging in a microphone. I could just use my computer.
I know. That's great. That just sounds good.
How many years to figure this out?
It's okay. Anyway, somebody in the chat just said, so a 3-hour show next time?
Yeah, no.
We'll see about that.
Let me think about, no. Let me know. No. How's that? No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, 7 minutes remaining. I think we should probably end the broadcast and invite everybody back next week when Alan has everything working again. Alan?
I will.
Okay.
Alan, it happens to every guy once in a while.
Voice of experience?
Well, what I've heard.
It's okay, Alan.
I hate you all.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Hey,
for once, I'm just happy it's not my crappy microphone.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, well.
I have that sound effect somewhere.
I think it was a good hour, nonetheless. That was pretty funny, don't you think? Pretty good hour.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It was good for me.
Good. I'm glad somebody enjoyed it. All right. Well, next time we'll
have things working.
Some, I guess, maybe. We'll see.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
We're going to hang out in the chat now for a while. So
okay.
Feel free.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, y'all.